We were careless.
No, we were selfish.
We were careless and selfish.
Team Rocket's blasting off again!
Okay, welcome back to another episode of Team Rocket. Boys, I want to start this episode a little bit differently this week. One thing that we've dropped the ball with around here, especially with my podcast, is Gratefuls, and I reckon that had a really big effect on our results on the weekend. So I'll kick us off with the Gratefuls. Boys, I'm grateful for my weekend away with Noosh. Obviously, everyone knows that I'm in a new relationship. And the fact that we're up at Foster, I didn't have great reception up there, so I wasn't able to see any of the stinkers that we had on last week's episode. So I'm grateful for that. I had a really good weekend, but obviously results didn't go our way. But what about you, boys? What are you grateful for?
So I'm grateful for turning the big 3-0 on the weekend. Had a very large weekend with the boys. Hit a couple of thumpers and wiped my memory clear, so I don't remember our losses. It just fucking gone. So
yeah, I'm good. Grateful.
I'm fresh for this week and ready to go.
I totally forgot about our birthdays. That should have been my grateful.
My grateful. I guess I'm just grateful I've lost this flu. Clear head for this week. You know.
Yeah.
I reckon that was my issues last week. Stuffy head.
Yeah.
Fucked me with my results. So.
That's some really good gratefuls, boys. So let's get into those issues. I'm looking at the
heavy
the outlay here. We've got 9 bets times 100 at 900. We had a duck egg. So boys, I'm breaking out the noodles this week.
Can we afford that?
No.
No. Steal it.
We're all getting a packet each.
A packet each. Wow.
There we go. There's no jam provided. So we've got the noodles this week.
Rationing it too.
I'm hoping that, you know, with this, we're chucking the noodles away. We're going to be providing the jam, and we're all going to have some jam coming up this week. So obviously the profit for a duck egg is zero. And that takes our kitty. We were plus 400 last week. That obviously takes us down to minus 444 on the episode. So yeah. We need a big week this week, boys. Before we get into what we're looking forward to this week, Jess, talk me through La Chevalier. Apparently we had quite a rough good thing beaten.
Yeah, the old saying, a good thing beaten. When I was watching the race, it was like the jockeys were out there to make it tough for it to win, because they must have knew like the horse had a great chance. And every time it like looked like it gets some clear running, bang, pocketed again, gets out again, bang, pocketed again. And it still nearly picked up and ran second, but like with a good run, it wins. I reckon it wins by easily length to two lengths.
Third.
Yeah, I know it ran third. I said it nearly picked up for second.
Oh, yeah.
I love it when you used to go with each other.
He was watching the wrong horse. I messaged you saying we had a good thing beat. He goes, it's fucking last.
Yeah, I've seen that. Yeah.
Come on, Jimmy, what are you watching? But actually, I had like a few people message me saying that hurt to watch, and it was just one of those races where
that generally happens though. A lot of the time, if jockeys know that there's a good thing, and especially in their position to keep it in as long as they can. And if they think, because generally they can get a feel for it. Yeah, jockeys can get a feel for it if they've got some horse underneath them.
Yeah, so
and they're ready to go. So they're trying to keep the more fancied horse in as long as they can.
Yeah, well, he had a good run through transit, and then it was literally just a matter of giving him some daylight and it wins. But that's the way racing plays out sometimes. So
yeah, hard luck story there for Jess. What about you, Jimmy?
Yeah, well,
mine
just
wasn't fucking good.
Yours
enough.
Was shit.
yeah, just no excuses. Got a gun run, got out to the outside, but just
lost
nothing. Track wasn't as wet as we'll hope and for, but the winner, Opacity, he shoot in, he did it easy, which was good. A few of the boys know everyone that's got shares in Opacity, so they're all stoked that it won finally, but no excuses for brutality,
it was brutal. She's brutal
done.
Watch.
He's, yeah. He's done.
And there was a little bit of money for Port Louis, one of our future bets too.
Port Louis. He was
got dusted by a really good horse, didn't
he? Yeah, way too far
Converge.
Back and had to get to the outside. And just, Huey Bowman rode him through the middle, but the winner was way too good. Converge just, went straight
I've seen
past
the. I watched the replay of that, that race, and that Converge looks like it's obviously a really good horse.
Yeah, it's a gun. But, not much to say there. It was a horrible run for Port Louis. But
just a horrible week.
There was big money to support, like show he was going to do something, but, he just didn't do anything.
But didn't it start $3 or something?
$3.20 or something. It was smashed in late. But, on to the next.
Yeah, and speaking of on to the next, Jess, hopefully you're staying away from NBA. I've got question marks. Can you just stop? Every time you back someone in that team gets injured.
Yeah,
so you put the mock on LeBron. You put the fucking mock on Nets there for a little bit, losing Kyrie. They obviously get Harden back. So Can you stop injuring people in the NBA, please?
It's a brutal curse. I still feel sorry for fucking my futures.
Yeah, your future. NFL. Christian Wood.
Christian
Wood at the start of the year.
Or Justin Herbert. Yeah. Fuck, he's cursed hard. Hopefully. Yeah.
Can't wait till he's probably going to do his ACL in preseason.
Yeah.
All right, let's get into some positivity, boys. Rolling into this week, we need to find some winners. Jess, you want to kick us off? I think most of the time we're going to be hanging around Rose Hill, and that's where you are in this race.
Yeah, so my best of the day there is coming in Rose Hill Race 5.
Yep.
We're riding J-Mac once again.
You love a bit of J-Mac. Had a day out yesterday.
He had a picnic day yesterday cleaning up, so hopefully he can carry that form on to the weekend, and he's riding Fast Coney in that race at $4.80. So reason being, I like this horse. Last start they chucked the blinkers on it, and like it actually ran like a quality horse and like won comfortably in that field. So
For people that know, sometimes when they chuck the blinkers on, if you're just a casual betting fan, again, it just straightens them up, it keeps them focused, it blocks them out when they've got the peripheral vision. Sometimes they can see other horses and it throws them off. So like I said, when they chuck the blinkers on, it narrows them right in and on the task a lot of the time, and it can make a big difference in a race, can't it?
That was good chat.
Yeah, make up lengths on a horse.
Yeah, so, and it literally did, like the blinkers worked a treat on it. So he'll be running with the blinkers again, J-Mac for the third time straight on the steer. And I reckon it can go one better. Like we're meant to get a shit ton of rain over the next few days. And
it's right and heavy.
The wetter the better for it. So okay, I'm not worried about it. So that's why I've chucked that on as my best bet. And there has been money for it already since the market opened too, which is always a promising sign. So
yep, beautiful. Jimmy, you're at Ipswich?
Yeah, going up to Ipswich. So race 5, we're with Puladas at $3.70 at the moment.
Yep.
So he's fourth up for this race on the weekend, and I reckon he's set to peak for it. He comes out of the Fred Best Classic, the Group 3 race, which Apache Chase won 3 weeks ago. And he was only half a length off Apache Chase. And in that same race, he was 0.3 of a length off Ayrton. And everyone knows what Ayrton is. He absolutely brained him on the weekend. So though, if he holds that rating...
It's a good form line, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Those form lines are ridiculous. And if he holds that rating, he should be comfortably winning. He's drawn barrier 2. So Ryan Malone is on board. He'll just drop in behind the speed. Doesn't look like there's heaps of speed on paper, but yeah, he should just draw and get the gun run, sit in behind him, and then just needs to get the gaps when entering the straight. And I reckon he salutes
that
it.
Should
good
win.
Odds for us.
Should win.
Yeah, it's always a good sign when Jess is pretty confident as well.
Yeah.
It was a little bit harder for me to find the head-to-head this week. There's no group races, as you know. So what we've gone to Rose Hill. Again, we're going to stick to Rose Hill. We've got the 7th at Rose Hill, the WJ Mikel Cup, boys. Jess, Jimmy, actually, you kick this off for this one. Who are you going?
So this was a tough little one. So I'm going with Stockman, who's currently $5.50.
Yeah, it's quite a tough race. Yeah, that's the favourite as well, race. $5.50.
Yeah, so he's only carrying around 54 kilos. So at this time of the year in the wet tracks and staying races especially, you just like to try find horses with little weight on their back. It's just crazy what the heavy tracks can do once they're carrying a bit of extra weight. But he'll relish the heavy conditions. Drawn barrier 1, so should sit a lot closer than he has his previous starts, because he's just been going back from the wide barriers, giving him way too much to chase down.
Yep.
He's coming out of some decent form races as well. He was 2 lengths off Knight's Order last start, and Knight's Order went up to Brizzy last weekend and absolutely shit in a staying race up there. And then, he's just super consistent, loves the track as well. So I think he's a decent little play. It's definitely worth an each-way play.
Yeah, beautiful. And I also like to highlight with these bets in particular, obviously following the boys on the best and Ruffy, just bet with your discretion on this race in particular, because this is just like a little rivalry bet that I like to have with you guys. Yeah. So it's something that you might not have necessarily bet on, but we're trying to get a little bit of a rivalry here and see if you boys can go one up on each other.
I'm like well ahead on the one ups, aren't I?
Yeah, you're doing well.
Mad. Depends how we score it. I ran second on the weekend. I think yours went straight to the glue factory, so yeah. I'm big up there.
Yeah, you got to get the dub though. Yeah, that's all looking for, Jimmy.
Yeah, seeing I've got that.
You're up 1-0.
My turn?
Yep.
So in the head-to-head, I'm on Approach Discreet. Currently at 9-1. So Reason being for this thing is last prep on a heavy track, so assuming we get a heavy track on the weekend there, it brained Parry Sound. It beat Parry Sound comfortably. That was over the 2400 though, so I still think it could like run a similar race over the 2000. It gets in light at weights like 53 or 54 kilos, drawn really well, and it's fourth up, so it should be peaking for this. It's increased each trip out by like 200 meters, I think it was, from what I read. And yeah, I just think off its forms from last prep, Parry Sound's paying like $5.50 or $6, and he comfortably beat it last start. So, and that was on the heavy gun. So we can get those same conditions. With the weight, it meets like way different in the weights. I think it was 59 kilos when it beat Parry Sound last start.
Yep.
So it's 53 or 54 today. So yeah, I think it's going to run a hell of a race at 9-1. So
both sound like appealing plays there, boys.
Yeah, like I wouldn't even actually settle for a place on it. I'm confident it would.
Yeah, well, with these ones, because we've got both horses, I always put a hundy on both horses anyway, because it gives us that each way sort of feel about it. But Roline, like I said, you've managed to stay away from the NBA. You got something in the rugby. You got something in the NRL this week.
So we're going for the South and Broncos game.
Yep,
we're going to be running with two or more tries for Johnson.
Yep,
as the South have got that dominant left edge, and I reckon they'll be charging at him all night tonight. And we also got gags for anytime try scorer.
I'll tell you what, the triplet sensors must be working here as well, because we just did Rookie in the Vet just before this as well, and I chucked Origin gags, South gags in my multi as well. So you think the left edge is going to do a number on them as well, don't you?
Yeah, so
we're in sync there. I feel like we're on the same page there.
Yeah, it's the most dominant left edge in the game. So they'll
triplets are on here.
And Broncos.
That's a shot. That's a lock,
That's a lock now.
Yeah, it's gone.
That gives us something to play for tonight, so we'll make sure we get this out nice and early, so people can jump on that. You're staying in the NRL as well, Jim.
Yeah, sticking with what I know again, or what I think I know, but I reckon the Sharks are the value bet of the round this week. They have a great record against the Cowboys, and then they go well up in Townsville as well. So we're going a same game multi Sharks head to head.
Yep,
and then Ronald Mulitalo,
Ronaldo.
Ronaldo Mulitalo, anytime try scorer.
Yep.
And Murray Tuolangi, anytime try scorer.
I'll correct you again on that one. That's Tuolangi, because we cop a lot of grief about it. I've got it wrong a couple of times as well.
I listened to the commentary on before we got in here. I was like, oh, they said Tuolangi's old.
Yeah, well, I believe, because I was calling him Tuolangi as well, but someone corrected me in one of the comments. I think it might have been a post on Instagram saying that it's actually Tuolangi. So if we get corrected, it's because I got corrected. So there you go anyway. But I actually like that bet, Jim. How much is that paying?
So, that's $6 combined. And, I just think the Cowboys on the edges, they're horrible. And then Tommy Durden, he'll be learning the new defensive structures and stuff. So, and then, Sharks have got a lot of players off contract. And I love when teams have players off contract, because they usually go to another level. And Tuolangi, or however you pronounce it, he's scored 10 tries from his 11 games, so
he's been on fire.
He's almost guaranteed for a meat pie. And then Ronaldo, he's in talks for Origin, so he's got a point to prove. I reckon he's gonna have a big game. And I reckon at $6, I reckon that's huge odds.
Yeah, the gals floated about that I think he's mentioned to a couple of his mates up in Queensland. I'm not too sure if they'll be listening up in Queensland to what Gal has to say, but I don't reckon he'd look out of spot up there in a Maroons jersey. He's been playing really good footy. He's a real strong carry of the ball, a bit like in the Brian Toto. The way he carries the ball out of yardage is a bit like Toto as well. So watch out for that. So see if he could be a surprise inclusion and a bit of a scoop there. What about the Ruffies, boys? Jim, you can kick us off again. We're staying in Rose Hill.
Yeah, so we're going the last at Rose Hill. It's not huge each way odds, but Wairiri Fours at $5.50 the win and $2.15 the place. So he's drawn barrier three. McAvoy goes on. He's third up on Saturday. He was less than half a length behind Great House last start, and that's one of Waller's horses. It's an import that he's got like pretty big wraps on that. He thought it was going to come up in the spring, but it just didn't get to that next level. and should sit heaps handy from the barrier. I'd say by that time of the day they'll be getting well off the fence. So from barrier three, if as long as they stay off the fence during the run, they'll definitely get to the middle of the track. And I reckon, yeah, he's set to peak for that race and he'll be very hard to beat. So I reckon he's a good play.
We normally go the 1-4 play there, but because the, do you want to go each way on that one?
Yeah, just 50-50, I reckon, on that one. So yeah, I reckon he's a good play.
We'll get money back. We'll get money back for a place, which I'm pretty confident we'll get there. And if we can get up a little 250. What about you, Jess?
So mine, I'll be sticking to Rose Hill. I got race 6, Count de Rupe.
Yep.
What do we get on?
We got 10 win, 3-10 a place.
Yeah, so we'll run a 1-4 on this one. Reason being, like I've said, if it's going to be a wet track, that's going to be a plus for this thing. Because two back at the track, it won well on a soft or heavy going. So, he ran in a tough race up in Brisbane. Same form lines that James mentioned with Polidais. He raced in the same run against Apache and Anton.
Yep.
And that race rated really well. So, I'm thinking back down here in a easier race, he can run a hell of a race. He's drawn wide though, which is a bit of a risk. I think barrier 10 it was. So, but I'm happy to take that. We've got Brock Ryan on board with a 2 kilo claim, which will help. And, he drops back in trip, which I don't think will be a big issue. And I think if it can get luck from the wide draw, it should run a hell of a race at some juicy odds. So.
Yeah, beautiful. 10 to win, $3 centre place. We like that. All right, boys, that's your bets for the week. I'm going to salute on my last one. I've got the Omen Bet of Doom. This was given to us by Jack Lee, the London correspondent. Actually, he's now the Ascot correspondent in the SPC. The Horoscope at $13 in the fifth rate race at Royal Ascot this morning. That's about 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. So I'll be setting the alarm for that. And let's see if we can get Horoscope to get us a win nice and early.
That's an omen bet. If I've ever seen one. It's a bit scary, actually.
Thanks, boys.
All right, go.